This year, we traveled far, far away one more time.
Confronting fear is the destiny of a Jedi.
We belted along with two sisters.
Into the unknown.
And we saved the galaxy in spandex.
Avengers!
Assemble.
But all that heroism and nostalgia did not bring big box office numbers. Preliminary estimates put North American ticket sales about 4% lower than last year. Rosie Cordero covers the box office for Entertainment Weekly, and she joins us now to explain what happened. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just a reality check here. Is a 4% drop in ticket sales really that big of a deal? It doesn't sound like a big deal to me.
Wait a minute. I'm going to put a little bit of perspective here for you. At the end of April, the box office was down 11%.
Oh.
So 4% down is a huge improvement.
And why do we think that happened? Why do you think there was a slump this year in box office sales?
With the addition of all these streaming services with like Disney Plus and Netflix seriously, you know, bringing up their game, I feel like people are being really picky and saying, hey, you guys have to do something spectacular to get me to leave my house, like off my couch, to drop all that money to go and see your film.
Okay, so because streaming has been on and on and on the rise, is 4% actually kind of a good number? I mean, it's not that bad of news considering how much worse it could have been.
Absolutely.
So what are theaters doing now to keep people coming to the movies?
What theaters are doing is that they're incentivizing people who want to go to the theaters. For example, we used to have this program called Movie Pass, where you would pay one flat fee and you can go see however many movies you wanted within a 30-day period.
Mm-hmm.
So now that that's defunct, hashtag RIP Movie Pass, we now have movie chains who are offering their own types. Because really, at the end of the day, the movie theaters are making money off of concessions.
So let's talk about the films that did do well, because I'm wondering if there's a lesson there about what people are still willing to buy movie tickets for and want to see on the big screen.
The big lesson here is that Disney is king.
Okay.
The number one film of the year was Avengers Endgame, Disney. And then number two, we had The Lion King, also Disney. Number three, Toy Story 4, 4, Captain Marvel, and 5, Frozen 2. Those are your top five ending 2019.
Okay, what so, is the lesson there?
I mean, sorry to Martin Scorsese, but people want to see the superhero movies. Avengers Endgame is doing even better than Star Wars, which is a fandom that has existed for so many years, and yet it didn't do as well as Avengers Endgame. So there's definitely the love of the comic book stories. And while nostalgia was kind of very hit or miss this year, you know, with the live action version of The Lion King being at number two, there's still a market. There's still a market for these films that so many people grew up watching and loving and maybe want to share now with their children.
Yeah. So are there any movies coming up in 2020 that are on your radar?
Oh my God, there are so many movies for 2020 that are on my radar, which is funny because there's some that are nostalgia factors, like Coming to America 2. Then there's the live action Mulan, which I'm sure is also going to break box office. There's Bond 25, No Time to Die, where we wrap up the Bond storyline and we find out whether we are really getting a female Bond. But I'm sure what we will see at the top of the box office as far as 2020 is going to be Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow.
Rosie Cordero of Entertainment Weekly, thanks very much.
Thank you for your time.